Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
And now, 22 into our 23rd year. Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show with our good friend Sarah Heiner. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I'm glad you're here. Sarah, thanks again for being here. Tell us about Bottom Line, Inc.
BottomLineInc.com, we were life hacks before life hacks. It's this ability to absorb all sorts of things. In the search engine days, you can only get your questions answered. But Bottom Line, Bottom Line Publications, Bottom Line Personal, you absorb. You never know what smart things we're going to tell you.
And so speaking of mail, like we talked about last time, I mean, how cool is it to get Bottom Line Inc. in the mail? Bottom Line Personal in the mail?
Well, you're in control of it. You know, I would say it's 30 minutes of smart. You never know what we're going to tell you about. And you don't know what you don't know.
And it's all snippets. Like, I mean, it's 30 minutes, but you can spread that 30 minutes out over a week.
You get 100 pieces of wisdom.
Yeah.
In the middle of, you know, in there. And you can flip through it, and there's always something to learn on every page. And you don't realize. You know, people think they know it all, but they don't. You don't know what you don't know. So we give
you
all.
And the contributors are so smart. I mean, the people who write for you are so smart. That's the reason I'm not part of it, folks. But they're all really smart people.
Oh, you've been in
and
there.
And the editors. Hey, let's talk about one of these important stories is on multitasking. And I am calling multitasking to a large degree. When I hear a lot of people say they're such a good multitasker, here's what I hear. I'm not good at solving problems and getting them off my plate. What do you think?
I used to think I was a good multitasker too, and you just can't do it because it means that you get everything not done, not well.
But don't you think a lot of people that you know who are they're so proud of themselves for multitasking, and the truth is if you looked at what they were working on, you'd realize that half of those things should have been put away, should have been shot between the eyes, or fixed, or eradicated a month ago. They just continue to manage them.
Right. That's priority. So you have to be able to focus on priorities and do what's important and not. But the problem with multitasking is that you can't effectively do it because your brain, what studies have shown is that the more you multitask, oddly, the less you're able to concentrate and the less you're able to focus and bring that project to completion.
Right. And you're probably also, if you're doing too much multitasking, you're probably also not a very good delegator. I think that's what you meant while ago about priorities.
Well, I think that if you were talking about things that should have been, you know, gotten rid of long ago.
Right.
But if you're multitasking, you have to be brave enough to say this is important and this is not, and where should your focus be?
Mm-hmm.
Right. And if you're trying to juggle too many things, now every mom in the kitchen at dinner time with three little kids running around, I'll call it as multitasking. Right. But you need to take a moment. You're not going to, you know, you got to be able to focus on the food that's burning in the pan. I was talking, I did a podcast with Ellie Krieger, the chef, the cookbook author and Food Network. And she was talking about a lot of people's problem with cooking is that they're not paying attention. And that you can't, if you don't pay attention, nothing gets done effectively.
Mm-hmm.
So if I need to concentrate on my budget for this year, then close my other windows, block the time on my calendar, and give myself the ability without other distraction to effectively look at what that budget is and concentrate on those numbers. Because if you go back and forth and you check your email, you lose the train of thought.
Yeah.
How often are you thinking about something? You lose the train of thought and you can't even go back there.
That's the thing that worries me about the young people with all their watches with the beepers and all that other stuff and their social media. Every time somebody tells you what they had for lunch, it rings on their watch and all that kind of stuff. These are people who work for us, right? And they're being distracted every other second by things. You're right. You've got to shut things off and focus. And here's the thing, Sarah. This is my point I made in the beginning. If you'll do that and get this one dealt with and put it to bed, you can move on to the next one. And eventually, you don't even have to do much multitasking.
Well, it's true. And the other thing is, You know, you could do a bunch of stuff an inch deep, and this is what I find with young people, and you and I were probably the same way when we were young as well. It takes a while to develop deep wisdom.
Yeah.
Right? So that they could get that spreadsheet out fast.
Mm-hmm.
But are they thinking deeply about what the implications are,
mm-hmm.
or thinking deeply about to double check through to be sure that everything is accurate? Right? You need to, it's not just getting it done, it's getting it done thoroughly and thoughtfully.
Yeah. And producing quality work, producing excellence.
Right.
That's the key.
You can't multitask thoroughly and thoughtfully.
And create excellence. You can't do it. Hey, Sarah, good job today. As always, will you come back soon?
I will always.
Sarah Heiner, ladies and gentlemen, BottomLineInc.com, BottomLine Personal, the yearbooks are all there. She'll be back next time. I'm Jim Blassingham. I'll be back after these messages.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.